Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
With no filter.
Today, we're going to be starting off with a tarot reading.
Yeah, we want to hop straight into the tarot reading. I don't know, you guys, because we're just going to try to mix it up. We generally start with the quotes. Let's not. Ready?
Let's not, I guess. Let's not. Change it up.
Okay, so ready? I'm going to ask, is there any kind of guidance, anything that the person listening to this podcast needs to hear for these upcoming days or this upcoming week for this person? What does this person need to hear? What is something this person needs to know? Oh, goodness. Okay, let's go with this. You got the Knight of Pentacles. Let's see. Give me one moment. Just trying to orient myself. Knight of Pentacles. Let's see what the Knight of Pentacles
says. Flippy through the book.
I was about to say, you're always silent during these.
This is good practice for you to get to know your deck and to get to know what the cards mean.
Yeah, I wish I was the type of person who, like, could memorize, but, like, there's I'm really not.
And you'll, the thing is, then I don't... it eventually, but you have to continue practicing.
Will I? The thing is, I want to get to know my deck. But ready? The Knight of Pentacles. He knows exactly what he wants and where his destination is. He moves steadily towards his goal. When he reaches that goal, he strikes with all the force of the earth that is his to summon. Okay, so with this, you know what your destination is. You know what it is you want in this specific situation or out of life in general. Like, you know what it is you want. You know what your goal is. And once you reach that goal, you're going to grasp it and hold on to it like no end. Cool. I feel as though, I mean, that's just it. Like, you're going to hold on to this goal, this thing that you know that you want, whether it be, I feel like it's more career-wise, it's life-wise. You know what you want out of your life, and you're going to get there, you're going to achieve it, and then you're not going to let go.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
So that's just something that the universe wanted you to hear. Yeah. Something important for you.
I hope you were listening, guys. And now to go into our quote.
Our daily quote.
Yes, it's just a really silly, stupid quote that I found.
Let's do it.
You really liked it, so.
I did.
And the quote is...
It's not motivational at all. It's just inspirational.
It's honest, is
if
what
you
it
don't,
is.
If you don't get inspiration from this, I don't know what will inspire you in life.
Honestly. Ready, guys?
Let's do it.
If we're not meant to have midnight snacks, why is there a light in the fridge?
Why?
Think about it. This is an existential question.
Because the thing is, think about it. Because you'd normally just think it's like, if there it was just daylight, if you were allowed to have the house light on, like, you wouldn't need a refrigerator light. You know what I mean? So it's literally for one of those moments where for some reason you can't turn on the light in the house, but you can turn on, but you can only have the light in the fridge.
Do you know what we need? Because, yeah, like, the fridge is coming in clutch with the light. What we need is the microwave to have, like, a silencer mode or something. Because that bitch be outing me as fuck in the middle of the night.
Honestly.
It needs to be a silencer mode.
I don't even know how to go about that, but yes.
The door has to be, like...
quiet. And it needs to not beep.
Yes.
Because it's, like, at the end of the night, it's like, beep, beep, beep,
just the door so loud? Ka-chink!
No, I feel like the door, if you go slow enough, like... You know what I mean? You can, like, soften it. You can muffle it. There's still, like, a little chink, whatever.
And the buttons also, it's beep, 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 beep. It's like, hello.
Honestly, it's like...
It's 2 a.m., my guy.
Nobody else needs to find out what I'm doing. This is me in the food business. Excuse me.
It's hardly your business, microwave. Stop making it everybody else's.
For real. Stop.
That's something. We got beef with the microwaves because they really... They don't respect.
They really
don't. And it's like, I'm giving you the right to live in my household and warm up my food.
It's like, I gave you the privilege of being in my home. I paid money for you.
You would be in Best Buy sitting there rotting away.
And you have the audacity to disrespect me and go against me. Like,
we gotta start showing these microwaves who the fuck is boss.
Who is boss? Because they obviously think they're in control.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna take it no more. It's 2 a.m. No. You shut the fuck up or you will not be connected to the wall any longer.
Exactly. Or you know what? I'll even go buy a new one.
A new one with the silencer mode.
Exactly.
Bible.
So...
Didn't even realize how much beef I had with microwaves.
For real, I'm upset.
But now every single time I see one, I'm gonna be like, bitch. You don't have honestly. A silencer mode? What is even your existence?
What is even you doing?
What is even?
That's another thing. Are people just on good terms with, like, stovetops.
Why, you don't like your stovetop?
It's not that I don't like it. Just, I feel like... Yeah, Loki, no, I'm just trying to start problems. I have nothing wrong with the stovetop. I feel like I don't have a good relationship with my oven.
No, let me tell you, mood. The oven mm-hmm. is a bit much. He dramatic as fuck. You know what I like? What? The little mini countertop oven.
Not I don't everyone know what has that, though.
I know, but I'm going to have one. Yeah. Because it's so nice, it's because like it allows a, you to not have a toaster.
It's a mini steam oven or something like that. It has, some like, literally water.
It doesn't have to be a steam oven, but I want one that's, like, an air fryer, a conventional oven. All the little nickety-knacks, mm-hmm. I want one. Because to fucking get the big oven to preheat takes, like, 50 minutes. Versus the little dude takes, like, 3 seconds. Like, I'm not even done seasoning my chicken, and I want to throw them in, and I can't. Mm-hmm. And it's already starting to count down on me. Or, like, cookies, you know? Like, yeah. I normally have to preheat before I start anything, and then I'm still waiting. Nah. And also, it's nice because you can, like, just make, like, some 5 cookies, and you don't have mm-hmm. to fucking get the whole oven going. Just yeah. a little dude. You pop in, done. Love the little oven dude. Love him.
Yeah, okay. Love him to death. Well, we need to buy one when we...
I'm gonna get a little mini oven. Yeah. And fuck okay. the big oven. He's honestly irrelevant. But I'm not making Thanksgiving dinner. It's fine.
I mean, eventually, I'm assuming you're gonna have to be making decent meals.
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And apart from that, what?
That's actually something. And just, like, talk... Because we started talking about it. And just to kind of, I guess, continue that conversation... because lately we've been having to figure out meals for ourselves.
Yeah, that's rough.
And so, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I heard, I think you've already mentioned it, but there was literally this TikTok where it's, like, something that you had to do as an adult that you didn't realize, no like, you had to you do. For. Nobody prepared yeah. you for. It's, like, you need to figure out what you're gonna eat 3 times a day, every day. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck
that is that? Way too much fucking responsibility. And, like, me here, on a good day, I'll eat 2 meals. If not, on a normal day for me... If I remember to eat. Just normal for me, I don't know why I only ever eat 1 meal.
That's so bad, because we gotta get our metabolisms moving.
I know, it's so shitty. I know, but, like, I don't even know how to fix my life.
What I like is because of COVID... I was stuck at home, so, like, the moment I'd wake up, I wouldn't have to rush out the house, so I had the ability to make food, that now, a few hours after I wake up, my stomach starts hurting.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to eat in the morning.
Nice. I do. That's good. Yeah, I've noticed that. I'm still not there yet.
But if I eat in the morning, I'm not hungry again until, like, 10 hours later.
I need to spend 24 hours without eating so that following morning, I'm hungry.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what that
Why
means.
Why would you starve yourself for 24 hours?
It's not that I'm starving, that I would starve myself, but I notice if, like, I eat very little one day, I will wake up the following 24 hours, mm-hmm. like, slightly hungry.
That's another thing. I was accustomed to eating dinner super late and, like, waking up only a few hours later.
Mm-hmm.
If I eat dinner early, the moment I wake up, I'm starved.
Yeah.
It's been too long. 12 hours later, honestly, I need to eat.
Versus 2 hours later. No, but just to finish what I was saying, so what I think would be, like, just a good idea to try to, I don't know if any of y'all young adults are trying to figure that shit out, like I am. Loki, I feel as though I need to have 3 cookbooks, I guess, in the house.
Why?
Because I want to buy 3 cookbooks. Technically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy one. But the smart thing to do for, like, a new person who has no fucking idea what they're doing, buy a cookbook that gives you breakfasts, buy a cookbook that gives you different lunches, and buy a cookbook that gives you different dinners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just kind of, like, depending on however many pages are in that cookbook, just kind of go through it. And it's like, day one, okay, for breakfast, we're going to have this weird squash muffin. Ooh, okay, let's go for it. You know what I mean? For lunch, we're going to have a freaking...
You're making me anxious because this is really exciting me.
Oh, you're getting excited?
This sounds like a really fun idea, and it's giving me anxiety because, like, I want to go buy the cookbooks and start cooking.
Oh, no, don't get so anxious.
Yeah, I'm very anxious right now.
Do you want to do all 3 and we'll do a breakfast, lunch, and a dinner?
I feel like lunch is a little overrated, but we should remember to eat lunch.
You should eat 3 meals a day.
So, honestly, I feel like what's going to happen is that we're going to be looking for cookbooks, and we are going to want more than one. So one of the 2 dinner ones that we want, we'll make it a lunch one. Does that make sense?
I feel like that's
going to happen, and we're just going to have to agree on a breakfast one.
Oh, okay.
And, like, breakfast is going to be, like, what, oatmeal, fruit,
the thing
and
is,
eggs?
I'm always like, what the fuck muffins, do you eat for maybe? Breakfast? But, like, yeah, there's muffins, there's eggs,
I want
there's
an oatmeal
yogurt,
based.
There's fruit, there's oatmeal, there's, I don't know, because...
There's breads, you could have, like, a bagel for breakfast.
I don't know why, I don't, even though you need carbs
I
in the
need
morning.
Carbs.
Because I don't know why, I really want to shy away, because at least, today, for breakfast, I made us, what did I make us?
A sandwich.
I made a sandwich.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a bread with ham and egg.
That's not a sandwich.
Oh, it had bread.
It had a slice of bread, yeah.
So a sandwich?
No!
I turned it into a sandwich.
Yeah, in the end you did, which I thought was fire. Like, I only beat it when you did, like, at the end, and that's, like, when my egg dropped to the floor, and I was like, no! Oh. Yeah. But what I made for breakfast today was, and I actually used the big plates. I don't generally use those plates, but I used one of the big plates.
Damn, fancy.
And I like vegetables. Always.
Me too. Vegetables,
like, I love mixed greens. I love lettuce. Like, literally any meal, every meal. Like, I literally made it for breakfast, quote-unquote breakfast. You know, we ate kind of a late breakfast, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I literally had some mixed greens. I had a sliced kiwi for both of us. I had some blackberries. I had a slice of ham. What the hell is that?
Fried egg?
A fried sunny side up egg.
That one.
And I had, we have these, like, huge pita breads, and I literally cut it in half, and
it's
I gave us...
It's not a pita bread, what it's a naan bread.
A naan bread?
Show some respect.
I'm sorry, that's my bad. It was, like,
so
flavored. It was really good. So I literally had that, and that's what we ate. And, there was something I wanted to get to with that. I don't remember. But regardless, that's what I made. Oh, well, I think the hole I wanted to go down was that I don't know why for me, like, lunch and dinner, you have, like, absolutely anything that you can eat.
Yes.
Versus I feel as though breakfast is such a narrow, like, set group of things. But if you just kind of, like, expand within that group, then you should be good. Because there's all kinds of muffins.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of, like...
Oatmeal stuff.
Yeah, there's oatmeals. There's, like, again, because
pancakes,
I want to shy
waffles.
Away. Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Pain in your neck?
No, in my upper.
Your upper
this.
Ear.
I don't
That's
know
something. Is it just me? I feel as though the back of my ears are, like, super dry. Does
dry?
That make sense?
Do you not
as
put your face care back there?
No. Should
me
I?
Neither.
No. Oh, I was about to say, because, I mean, I lotionize my entire body.
Where?
That's
literally
something.
On the ear?
Like, I don't know, now it's like moist because
I've
been touching it.
Mine feels kind of grainy.
Exactly, so should you put, like, face care back there?
I
don't know.
Yeah,
that's another thing for all y'all young people and or old people. I'm trying to get my mom on this shit. I'm trying to get my sister on this shit. I'm trying to get everyone in my life on this shit. After you get out of the shower, are you on this shit?
No.
I'm trying to get you on this shit. After you get out of the shower, you should take a second bath. With lotion.
That sounds horrible.
You need to moisturize your skin. You need to literally bathe yourself in the lotion. Everywhere except for your face. I like even... Actually, depending on the day, I'll either take my skincare down to my neck, or I'll do my, like, body lotion, take it up to my neck.
I don't have that luxury for different reasons.
What? Oh. Yeah.
My
I guess
living
not.
Circumstances don't allow me to do that.
Yeah, I guess I live kind of alone, so I can... In
mm-hmm.
a closed off space so I can, like, just be naked for
a
minute.
I'm not gonna sit in the bathroom
well, that's the
for
thing.
Like 30 minutes.
I get that. Well, it's not 30 minutes though.
I'm not gonna sit in the bathroom for 5 minutes.
Like, it's literally by the time, because the way I go is I start with my chest, then go to my boobs, then go to my arms, and then I go to my, like, stomach, then I do my back, then I do my, like, butt, and then I do my legs. By the time I'm already on my butt and legs, like, my chest and arms are already dry.
Cool, I still don't have that luxury. And I'm not gonna do it in the bathroom.
Okay, you know what? Don't listen to you, because you gonna have wrinkles when you turn 42.
My
so it's
body
okay.
might be wrinkly, but my face won't. I do
That's
my face
fine.
Care.
Everyone should lotionize. Just because babe here doesn't do it does not mean it is not a good practice.
If you have a lock
you
on your
do
door,
it.
Go crazy. But if you don't have a lock, then people be walking in like
I feel like normal
business.
People just have privacy after the shower.
Yeah, but I don't.
I know.
So...
Okay, that's a you problem. That's a you problem.
I've always been thinking about getting, like, this on the air sign. Like, you know?
Oh.
And, like, put it, it's like, when it's red, don't fucking think about opening my door. But anyways,
the thing
no
is, you don't know how to put up boundaries. Because I would have already, bitches.
You've been trying. It's
I know.
Stupid. All you do is fight. It's not about, yes, I can't put
okay.
boundaries, but.
Damn,
when
I
you
obviously,
live with
I obviously
don't
offended
no
you.
What,
I obviously offended you. I'm sorry.
It just reaches a point where you're just gonna keep fighting them. It's like, you know what? Live your best life. One day I'll leave.
Damn.
So my roommates suck.
Oh, baby. Eventually, we'll move in together.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually.
It's okay. It's okay. Think it of the okay. happiness yes. that we're going to have.
So let's get into our thing. So we talked about our quote. We talked. Did we? We did tarot. So now we you did. Are going to... Oh, my phone might die.
Don't 20%. Say that. Oh, that should be more than enough.
So you are Come going on. To ask me I'm questions.
I'm
going to
ask you questions that you should know about me.
Okay, go ahead.
Vice versa, actually. Okay. Ready? These I actually got this off Pinterest. It's like questions that you should know about like your best friend slash partner or whatever.
Okay, tell me.
Ready?
Ask me.
If you could meet anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be?
Wow, I have to answer this for you. Who would you want to meet?
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Give me a second.
Oh, do you know? I have an idea for you, but I don't know if it's accurate.
I'd have to think about for me, and I'd have to think about for you. So let me see. I mean, I'm not gonna
verbalize.
I'm probably not gonna answer like exactly what you would say, but I'm gonna be one. I'm gonna say one. You'd be like, oh, like yeah, okay. You know what I mean?
Because to be honest, I don't even have a definite answer. I have an answer
you
for you, but
are
that's a very fucked up.
Home-based. Wait, what was the question again?
If you could meet anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be?
Okay, I think you would want to meet like that one grandma that your mom loved.
Oh.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, then let me think.
Would you want to meet her?
No,
I'm like, not but for your family? Like that, oh. Mm-mm. Oh, how interesting.
Let me think, then. Would you want to meet, like, wow, I can't think of anybody. Mother Teresa? Do you want to meet her or some shit?
Not really. I think I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Just to get answers, I guess. I think you'd want to meet Alexander Hamilton.
No.
No? Just to fucking get some answers?
Answers of what? That you were a stupid man who cheated on your girl?
It's like, what happened in the room? It's like, what the fuck, what letters did you send to Eliza? Because Eliza didn't give us that shit. And it's like...
No. It seems like you want to meet Alexander, but I don't give a single fuck about him.
You wouldn't want to meet any of the Founding Fathers?
Someone who I would... No. Somebody who... Racist. No.
Hitler?
Ew. Why? No.
No, I feel like I'd want to meet Hitler. It's like, honey, where was your head at? Please.
You know who I think I would want to meet? Didn't it happen that there was this one lady who would drive, like, the first lady to drive a plane?
Yeah.
And she'd get lost in the, like, Bermuda Triangle or something?
She got lost in the ocean and they never found her.
Okay. So I want to meet someone like
Amelia
that.
Amelia Earhart?
That, like, got lost and, like, we don't...
Somebody who got stranded in the Bermuda Triangle to, like, see what the fuck happened there.
Yeah. Because,
you know, apparently, like, literally, it's still a phenomenon. Nobody fucking knows what happens there.
Nobody knows.
Nobody has ever gone and come back.
No one has ever gone and come back?
No.
No, people have come back, but just the few that haven't come back have never been found. But people have gone and come back.
No.
Just if you get lost, you don't come back?
The thing is, if you're gonna travel the ocean, you don't go through the Bermuda Triangle because nobody has ever come back through there. You go around that ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want to go to the Bermuda Triangle.
I know, we've already had this conversation.
Any human that died and never came back in the Bermuda Triangle, I want to meet them and I want them to tell me what the fuck.
Yeah, like, how did you die? Like, what the fuck happened?
What the fuck happened? Yeah.
It's like, did you see the monsters?
Aliens, not monsters.
You think the aliens are just living in the Bermuda Triangle?
Maybe that's where they got their little food.
I think that's where the sea monsters are. You think it's space that's... happening there? I think it's sea that's happening there.
Space girl?
Sea?
Oh, the big sea dragon eats all the people.
Wait, okay, wait. If the aliens are just in the Bermuda Triangle, you telling me that the sea dragons can't just be in the Bermuda Triangle?
I'm telling you there's no such thing as a sea dragon, you dumbass.
What the fuck? How?
You don't understand. You know how the spaceship, the...
I know.
That little... Goes in the Bermuda Triangle.
The down absorption thing.
I think they'll get the sound effects. The
I don't know. What is an alien noise? Like the beetle beetle. No, that was bad.
Beetle beetle was pretty good.
Beetle beetle. No, that sounds.
Beetle 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 beetle.
No, it's like boo boo. No.
Boo 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 boo.
No, I don't think so. Okay, so if you could meet
anyone
in the world, alive or dead.
Well, someone who is alive didn't die in the Bermuda Triangle. So, someone who died in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, fine. So, that's somebody you'd want to meet dead. If you could meet anyone who was alive, who would you meet? I actually have an answer.
Alive, a living person, alive, living person, alive, living person. Alive living.
I have an answer.
Can you give me your answer?
Oh, Meghan Markle.
Oh my god, like, girl, what the fuck happened?
Like, literally, if it is like that, honey, I promise, like, I won't tell
Diana.
Nobody.
Diana, no, but Diana wouldn't know the answers. Would she know?
She would know. No, she wouldn't know. Inside.
She wouldn't know. The driver, maybe. Someone who knows what the fuck is going on with the king, with the royal family. I was gonna say the kingdom, the royal family.
The queen?
Is she, I feel like she, is she the bitch that's doing all this? I don't think so.
She's the head.
I know, but I don't think, you think she's that cruel?
She makes the final call. She takes a lot of advice from retainers that she should / and or shouldn't, but she is the final call.
So yeah, I want somebody that can give me the tea, and I want to talk to somebody who died in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, that sounds fire. I think I agree with both of those answers.
Oh!
Talk to me.
Not that I'd be able to communicate, but with any of the old pharaohs, to know how the fuck they did the pyramids, see if aliens were involved, if we can get a translator up in that bitch, I'd like to talk to a pharaoh.
Yep. It's like, do we have a translator on hand?
Yeah, no, if we can provide a translator, this will work. If not, we're not doing nothing.
I just met him. We'll go off a tea. It's okay. I'll introduce him to Starbucks.
Yeah, you want some coffee? It's a frappuccino. Damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fire. Wow, okay. Wow, learning new things about each other. Okay, okay.
I've always wanted to know.
Same. The thing is, because if not, it's impossible.
Yeah.
We had to have received some kind of other assistance, because if not, damn.
If not, yeah.
Ready? Right. Mm-hmm. What does friendship look like to you?
What does it look like? So do I have to answer what it looks like to you, or answer what it looks like to me?
You could literally go either way, because I don't know what these answers are for myself either. So okay. You could describe what it is for you.
I saw on a TikTok that there is two types of friends. High maintenance friends, and a high maintenance friend and a low maintenance friend. A high-maintenance friend is a friend that, like, you have to be constantly texting, constantly meeting up, you know, constantly, like, showing.
Engaging.
Yeah. And a low-maintenance friend, it's just, like, we said we're friends, good enough, we can meet up every once in a while, you know, obviously, if we go a whole year, what the fuck, bro?
Damn, so, I would have never considered myself high maintenance.
You are very high maintenance, girl.
Why?
Very high maintenance.
Whoa.
But that doesn't mean that you need a sugar daddy to buy you a million cars and shit, but you are a high maintenance individual. Of course you are.
What do you mean?
You require maintenance.
Like, just in friendship and relationships?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say, like, what do you mean I'm high maintenance in life? I feel like I'm very low maintenance. No.
You're very high maintenance.
Am I?
Yes.
I would have never called myself high maintenance.
You're high maintenance.
I am very high maintenance for my relationships. I expect a lot. If you said that we're in this, we're fucking in this. If not, we're not.
The thing is, I'm that type too, but I also understand that, like, actually putting in real effort is a bitch. So as long as we're communicating in some sort of way, often, no, I'm satisfied.
The thing is, I understand as well.
Like
texting,
calling,
seeing
each other.
I understand that sometimes it's like, hey, everyone, they've got their own shit going on, their own lives, or whatever, but it's like, if I'm actually a priority to you, you're not going to just message me whenever you need something.
And I that's a shit friend.
And that's literally as low as my standards have gotten. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're not just messaging me whenever you need something, I like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you genuinely message me out of the blue to be like, how are you?
No, but ready, but you were going on a thing where it's like, there's high maintenance friends and low maintenance friends. So it's like, what does friendship look like to you?
Friendship, okay, let me answer it for me. Friendship to me looks like, says the person who has no friends. Let's see. What
does our friendship look like to you?
What does that question even mean?
I don't know. Put it into words.
Yeah, I don't get the question, but like, what would I consider friendship? As long as I feel like the person prioritizes me, then that's good. As long as I feel important to the person, as long as the person makes me feel important, then that's friendship.
Do I make you feel important?
Sure.
You don't seem very
sure.
Yeah. Why'd you say sure then?
No, like, yeah, you do.
You don't seem really convinced with your answer.
No, I do. What's friendship to you, then?
Well, what does friendship look like to me? Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like car drives. Long car drives.
Okay.
That's what friendship looks like to me.
Road trips.
Mm-hmm.
También.
I don't really get the question. I see how your answer is also an answer, but I didn't really get the question in the beginning.
It's just your interpretation of an answer. I mean, that / and or eating together.
Fooding, yes.
Fooding is like a big thing.
Fooding in the car, the best
drinking
thing ever.
Drink. No, not as an alcohol. Like, buying a drink from somewhere and drinking something on the way to somewhere.
No food?
And food, but just, I mean, drinks as well.
You know those little plate things that can hold boba. 3 pounds?
Yeah.
That you put in your car's cup holder and then you have, like, a little plate?
Yeah.
We need to invest.
Low-key because, yeah, well, the car that we have been using recently does not have a middle island and we need a middle island.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be getting rough to eat.
So can you, like buy that, please? I've spent a lot of money.
Is that what you want for your birthday?
No! I didn't buy you that bracelet for your birthday!
You don't get...
I know.
To pull out kindness like that. I know. That. You chose to buy me this bracelet, and I am You're grateful. Right.
I got you an evil eye... Rainbow bracelet. I forget. Each one stands for something. So just know that you're being
different?
Protected. That you're being protected. The pink one is for no sé qué. Blue one for no sé qué. The other one for no sé qué. Yellow one for no sé qué. You're being protected in many different areas.
Thanks,
bro. So...
You're not even wearing yours.
I'm not because I literally put it to charge and, like, it's hard for me to put it back.
To charge?
I don't know. Does gold charge?
Oh, you mean
I'm just putting it with the good juju. I put it right next to my rose quartz.
Hmm.
Ready? So, that's what friendship looks like to you. What was it? Being a priority. Good. So, what is the trait you value most in me? And what trait do I value most in you?
God, I hate questions like this. I'm not going to answer for you because you have your own mind. Don't make me sit here and guess and get it wrong.
You can guess.
But what... Okay, ready? I'm going to say what trait I value most in myself and what trait I value most in you.
Okay, that works. That works.
A trait that I value in myself
is my
amazingness.
My godlike behavior.
Yes, it's actually my honesty. Mm. I have yet in my life, excluding when I was like a child, in my conscious life, to feel the need to lie. I suck at it. It makes me sweat. I don't like lying. And I don't like to do things that would warrant me needing to lie. I like to do the right thing and be good. I'm not one of those like, ooh, let me go be a badass. No. There are rules, we shall follow them.
Damn.
Even though I hate rules, but do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like, that's my stance.
I guess.
So
you.
I value my honesty. Actually, no one believes me when I say that I don't lie, but I don't lie.
Do you believe me when I say that I don't lie?
Why would I believe you when you're literally a pathological liar?
Stop, really?
You lie for sport.
Stop. I don't think I've ever lied to you.
No. You get a kick out of lying.
It's for fun.
I was about to say, for fun, sure, but... Stop! I mean, yes, I would trust you, but,
Stop!
Like...
Stop! Do you not consider me trustworthy?
Of course I do.
But I lie?
But you do lie, yeah.
To you?
Don't you?
When was the last time you think I lied to you?
I don't know, you're the one that's always saying that, like, you're a great liar, and you want to have that street cred, so I'm just giving it to you.
I'm an amazing liar. But I don't lie.
That makes no sense.
It makes all the sense in the world.
You wouldn't know you were an amazing liar if you didn't lie. First. Second, you lie.
The thing is, no, ready?
You're either lying about being an amazing liar because you don't lie, so you don't know that you're an amazing liar, first off, or you lie so you know you're an amazing liar, which makes you a liar.
The reason I quote-unquote lie is because I like to prank people a lot.
Okay, you're still a liar.
And so in pranking, I lie. But I'm not a liar.
But you lie.
Bebe!
You're the one saying you lie. Fine, you suck ass at lying. You
don't
lie.
Shut the fuck up, you're so annoying. Okay, so what is the trait you value? Your honesty? And what trait do you value most in me?
I hate questions like this.
No, you don't want to give me a compliment?
Cause saying like your kindness is so stupid.
That's so lame. Don't even go there.
Exactly.
Because like, I'm not kind.
You are.
Am I?
Open-mindedness, understanding, willingness to communicate. You can be when coaxed and told.
You're so annoying. Can you just give me a trait that doesn't have condiciones and shit?
It's just your willingness. To be open to everything, I think, would be my thing. Because you're not a very understanding person. You're also not a very good listener, and you also are selectively communicative. Like, you're not great at everything, but you're open to trying everything, which ultimately leads that we get somewhere with communication, we get somewhere with listening, we get somewhere with whatever the other one I said was.
Damn.
So you're open to everything, which is pretty great.
To everything relationship-wise? Or just, like, life-wise? I'm willing to go with the flow.
Sure. I don't know what the difference is. You're open-minded.
Fine.
Do you not like it?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings. You just complimented me and insulted me all at the same time.
Oh, you think I can just let you get one for free, bitch? No.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so what quality do you like in yourself?
In myself... Actually, I never thought of the one that you just said, but I think for different reasons. The way you explained it, I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But I think the quality I like most in myself is, like you said, like, my willingness to, like, try everything. Because I feel like I'm very just open to everything. Like, if... Versus, like, just, like, something stupid. It's like, if you're like, hey, Loki, like, do you want to, like, sit on top of the car and, like, watch the moon? I'd be like... Yes, bitch. Versus if I'm like, hey, do you want to sit on top of the car and watch the moon? And you're like, what the fuck? No. What if it's dirty? Like, why don't we just go inside and do that from your window? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where I feel as though, like, I'm literally...
mosquitoes outside.
I know. But if you... But if you were to say, hey, let's sit on top of the car and watch the moon, I'd be like, yes, bitch, let's do that shit. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna get up there, but I'm gonna...
The thing is, it's crazy to me that you... Once again, it's the whole, I'm a great liar, but I don't lie. How do you know you're down to do any crazy thing... If I'm never offering to do crazy things.
It's not that you're ever offering to do crazy things. It's that I think of the crazy things in my head, and I know that I want to do them, but I know you're going to say no. So I just kind of keep it to myself. Huh. Yeah, because I'm really crazy. So. You don't know how crazy I am.
So you like that you're crazy.
I do like that I'm crazy. I also like that you keep it in check. Because my favorite trait about you is, I guess, I don't know what the term... is, but, like, I guess how realistic it is or how, like, grounded you are. Hmm. I like how, like, you ground me. How you, like, bring me back to, like, normal. Hmm. If that makes sense. I appreciate how...
So you like how boring I am.
No, I cool. appreciate how I feel like you're my voice of reason. Because I'm the type of person that's like, I'm gonna live on the street started tomorrow and I'm gonna live the best life. And it's like... Yo, whoa, honey.
Where are you gonna shower?
You don't know when you go shower. You don't know when you gonna eat. You don't know how you gonna get a job. You can't have a bank account if you don't have an address. It's like, where are you gonna keep all your clothes?
So like, I don't like that I'm the party pooper.
No,
boring bitch.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I didn't grind you or whatever the fuck when you were like, you're not even that good at listening. You're not even
float.
You're so annoying.
And you tie them to the heavy thing. Mm-hmm. I'm the heavy thing, and you're the balloons. How great my existence is.
Okay, honey, I didn't attack you when you literally insulted yet complimented me
you
at the same time.
You understand that I'm attacking myself right now?
I let it go.
I'm attacking
myself. I feel attacked.
I'm attacking myself.
I feel offended.
This victim behavior is irrelevant because I'm attacking myself.
Well, you know what?
Keep going.
What do you consider to be your greatest... What do you consider your greatest weakness to be?
I hate that question. Society. Go on. What's your greatest weakness?
What do you think my greatest weakness is?
Your frontal lobe is too large. What's your greatest...
What the fuck does that mean?
Are you calling
me fat?
No. Just your kidding. Frontal lobe gets smaller as you get older. Your frontal lobe is your excitement. Like, let's go jump off a cliff.
My frontal lobe is still large?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So what's your greatest weakness?
You!
Ta ha ha ha.
I'm so cute.
And what's my greatest weakness?
Me!
Adorable.
I know, we're made for each other. So no, I had to give both answers.
I gave an answer for me and an answer for you.
Yeah, but your answer wasn't me.
Oh.
Which is offensive.
I wouldn't call you my greatest weakness.
Why not?
Because you're not a weakness. The fact that I'm a weakness to you, I'll try to not take offense to it, but you're not a weakness.
I feel as though in, like, a dangerous situation, like, the only uppity that people would have on me is, like...
someone's like, do something or I'll kill her, I'd be like, Steph, I'll kill see you
her.
In the next life.
Kill her. Honey, kill her.
Do it.
Do it. I want to see it because I don't believe it, honey.
you know what
I
they
don't
say?
Believe
like,
it.
What is it?
What?
Like, evil never dies or something. Yeah. It's like,
this bitch won't die.
Never. I've been trying to get rid of her. She don't go.
She won't go away.
Asmen favor.
She, for real. She hasn't left me alone since the moment I met her. Get the fuck rid of her, please.
It's time for space. Honestly, see you next life, girl.
Next life. If we'll see. Maybe we need to take a few lives to separate, get some distance, mm-hmm. you know, and then maybe we can be like... You can be my dog later.
Yeah, in a couple lives.
In a
maybe.
Couple lives, maybe.
Maybe I'll adopt you. Don't be too clingy. I'll
like,
throw you in the
for
street.
For real, if you're too sweet, I'm gonna be like, no, I think that's Bebe. I don't want her. We'll go for the other ugly dog. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It'll be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bible. Yeah, no, you're not.
So,
a
yes, I guess you're not my weakness either.
And you just change your mind in a second.
I really do. I'm capricious as fuck. Did you not know this?
I'm capricious. You're not capricious.
I stick to something.
You stand your ground.
I do when it comes to, like, who... But not to when I become... No. Not to... Why are you smiling?
It's fine.
No. Not to when it comes to... Not when it comes to... Wow, I was adding extra words in there. Not when it comes to my persona. Does that make sense?
You are capricious when it comes to your
persona? I change who I am depending on the crowd. Right. And obviously you have given me a different vibe from my answer, so I need to change my
Right, you're a Gemini, I forgot.
Thank you.
Go on.
So,
the next question.
My greatest weakness...
Oh, right, you didn't answer it.
My greatest weakness... Oh, I have an answer. My greatest weakness are my cat allergies / animal allergies.
You could just take an Allegra and you'll be fine.
I know, but it is my greatest weakness until it is tackled.
Well, good. That's a pretty... tackleable
it's a pretty weakness. Like manageable weakness
yeah
other than that I am just a hero
yeah cruising through life unaffected
and like perfect.
Uninvolved and just
evolved
yes I like that
yes ready
yes
how do you think others perceive you when they meet you for the first time
I don't know awkward giraffe bitch. How do you think others perceive you? I hate questions like this.
Why?
I don't know. Because how the anxious? Fuck am I supposed to know how others perceive
how
me?
How do you think others
I
perceive you?
I think they
you?
See me as a weird, awkward freak, and that's why they never talk to me. And the truth is, I am a weird, awkward freak, so come at me, bitch. No? Okay. Good. Good.
Silence.
And then how do you think people perceive you?
I don't like to think about it.
I like that answer. It's so much better than mine.
I don't like to think
it's
about
like,
how
I
other
don't
people think.
Think
of me. I mean, I wonder.
I think you come off as friendly, approachable. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we didn't change
personable.
That.
Why? You like having friends.
I do, but some people just be getting too attached, and I'm like, honey, like,
honey,
no. I already have a soulmate. Thank you.
Bye.
Not interested.
Bye.
I know you want some of this ass, pero no.
Pero no.
Like, even the girls. I need to be saying this even to the girls.
To the girls, to the gays, to the guys, everything.
Mm-hmm. To them all.
To them all.
Yeah, I don't like to think about how other people perceive me. Because
I didn't know that these were options for the answers. I like
no.
It's like, what do you think? I don't.
No, I mean, because the thing is, because unfortunately, if I were to give an honest answer, I feel like it would be kind of along your lines where it's like, it would just be negative self-talk and I'm not trying to do that. So I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Let's not go on.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Your face.
No, I was just like, okay, I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
That was my thing.
What does your perfect day look like?
Oh my god, not raining.
What? You love rain.
Not if I have to drive.
What does your perfect day look like? Ready?
Okay, you know
what
my perfect day? Okay. We live in a place where it snows.
Oh.
And it snows for, like, fucking so much that we're, like, 20 feet deep in snow that we're trapped in our houses for, like, a week. That is my perfect day. That I do not have to go into society, and it's not because I'm being lazy, but because I literally can't get outside. That's my perfect day. How about you? What's a perfect day for you?
Well, damn. I guess my perfect day would be, like, waking up at, like, 7 a.m.
Oh, wow, you're gonna be very detailed.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on
getting
it.
An Egg McMuffin for breakfast.
No, I feel like waking up at 7 a.m., And, like, doing some, like, nice affirmations, doing yoga, doing breath work, meditating, making my bed, brushing my teeth, then I could either make breakfast at home. Actually, you know what? No. My perfect day is has nothing. I do not do work. I literally go out, buy myself a coffee, or buy myself some kind of, like...
Ooh, tropical smoothie.
Ooh, yes! Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. Fuck the coffee. We're going to go to tropical smoothie, get myself, like, a nice... Like, what is it? My go-to is the Chipotle bacon, Chipotle wrap?
Chipotle flatbread, I think? Chipotle
Yeah. The Chipotle chicken wrap, whatever. That with, like, probably a Bahama Mama. Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes. And then that's for breakfast. So then I go to, like, then after that, I go to, like, a park. And I have breakfast at a park, you know, get some nice vitamin D, fresh air, probably play some games with you or something.
Wait, I was saying, if it's a perfect day, why don't we just head over to the beach that's going to be empty?
Yes!
Because it's a perfect day.
So it is a perfect day. So literally, I go to the beach and just, like, sit there and tan and enjoy. And I even pick up some nice seashells. And I got some super cute seashells. Some pink ones. I find some pink seashells.
That sounds pretty.
That sounds so nice. And then, you know, I finish my drink and everything. And then around, like, noon, excuse me, when the sun's getting, like, kind of high, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Good day. It started to get a little busy. So I'm like, you know what? Let's leave.
Mm-hmm.
This is all with you, by the way. You're my passenger seat.
I'm tiring. Cool.
Of course. If not, it's not my perfect day. You literally need to be there. If not, it's not my perfect day.
You were snowed in with me, by the way.
I actually assumed that.
You were.
Was I?
And we were gonna like watch a Harry Potter marathon or a haiku marathon.
We had like hot cocoa and we had like a movie night and we like ordered some sushi. I don't know. Maybe no, we made sushi.
We made sushi. We made sushi.
Wow, your day is starting to sound even more amazing.
My day was amazing because we stayed home all
night. We went to the beach, and then at, like, 12, then we came back home to an apartment that we both own.
Wow.
Yeah, or rent or whatever, like, back to our apartment. So then we shower and then get ready for the day, you know, do makeup, look all cute. Then we go out for lunch, and then after lunch we do, like, an activity, whether it's, like, mini golfing or, like, bowling, or maybe we go back, or maybe we actually go to a park this time and just, like, hang out and play games, or we go to, like, that same park and, like, we paint. Like, literally, there's so many different things we could do, or maybe we'll do, like, a kind of mini photo shoot. And then after that, after we've done that for a while, we're gonna go to Nothing Bundt Cakes, and we buy a little cake, a confetti little mini cake, and we'll share that on our way to either going to a grocery store to buy ingredients for dinner, and or going to a restaurant to eat.
This is your perfect day?
I think it is my perfect day.
The fact that we do this basically every other day.
I love it. I'm literally...
Living your best life?
No, it's kind of... It's weird because I feel as though I'm, like, the saddest or the unhappiest I've ever been. But at the same time, I'm, like, the happiest and most content I've ever been.
Agreed.
So
I've ever felt this depressed, but I also don't feel like I've ever felt this content.
Yeah, the thing is,
And this stress-free and this...
Yes.
Weightless.
I'm very... happy right now, even though I feel as though the reason I can only say that, like, I'm unhappy is because I've outgrown my current situation and I can't leave it yet.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I'm at the next step and I'm over my moment, this moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm at that next step, but I'm not ready. I don't have the financial means mostly to, like, take that next step. So I'm kind of, like, stuck here and I am stuck mm-hmm. with these emotions from before when I'm already, like, better, when I'm ready to, like, be better, but I can't actually be better because I feel like I'm being held back. So I feel as though that's, like, where my teeter-tottering of emotion
is. That's why I don't want to have this mentality and go back to when I was 5.
Mm.
I would rather get the information I'm gonna have from now till 40 now. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I would not go back.
Yeah, no, agreed. I don't want to go back
because I'm going to feel trapped and oppressed.
Yes.
And the racism thing is, and the sexism was unreal. It still is unreal.
And the thing is, I feel as though even if I knew anything, like, even if I knew, like...
Knowing what I know now wouldn't change anything.
Wouldn't change anything.
My circumstances were still what they were.
I couldn't change anything. Especially since I would have been a child. And mm-hmm. literally...
And my voice would have meant
I feel as though my voice, even though I'm a grown-ass fucking adult, but because I'm younger than the people around me... My voice is literally always silenced because I am literally the child. I mean, not so much anymore, to be honest. I haven't interacted with enough people. But the thing is, if I was actually a child... It happens so much to the point
where we both have a complex about it.
Yeah, so. For real. I hate it when people belittle me so much.
It's a Gemini thing where you don't like to be interrupted and, like, it shakes you to your core.
And fucking it happens so fucking much.
You're just more aware of it.
I guess.
It happens to everybody.
But, okay.
Next one. So, yes.
What is your biggest unacknowledged dream?
I want to go to the moon.
I know, baby. I wish I could do that for
you. I feel like I'm going to die unsatisfied, and no matter what, I will never reach my prime satisfaction.
Do you know?
Because I can't go to the moon.
Only thing that I think could, like, kind of meet that.
I don't want to do the simulator.
No. No, that's not at all. I think once we're both kind of on our deathbeds, we should just go to the Bermuda Triangle.
Whoa.
See, I think that's the only thing that'll, like, shake that out of your system.
You want to do it?
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't want to die now. So, yeah.
You don't want to go now? See what that is?
No, because we're going to die.
Are we, though? They never find anything. So, did they die? Oh, you think it's sea monsters. It's not sea monsters.
It's aliens? Tell
you. It's... I think we won't be able to into an alternate universe.
We won't be... That, I believe. But we won't be able to continue the podcast.
We'll have enough savings. Sorry, guys. You'll be fine. Gonna go to the Bermuda Triangle.
But, like,
now.
We need to tell the people what happened.
You wanna go now? No. What? Yeah, now. Let's go get a plane.
Stop.
Get our license and go and see what the fuck. You think I wanna be here? No. I wanna see where the Bermuda's gonna take me. Fine, we can travel a little bit before.
Please. I mean, cause I'm down.
That's plan Z. If everything goes to shit and we hate our lives and we're just like, time to end it, wait. Get a pilot license, get a little plane.
Oh, you want to go on a plane? Bermuda. I want to go by boat.
Can you go by boat? I feel like we won't get lost if we go by boat.
People get lost.
Even by boat?
By boat.
Oh, let's do it by boat. Cool, I have a fear of flying, so that wouldn't have worked out anyways.
Oh, shit.
By boat!
I mean, because the thing is, with a plane, eventually you run out of gas.
And by boat, eventually you run out of gas. Or are you going to do a rowboat? Are we rowing all the way to the Bermuda?
Oh, that just hurt me! No, I guess, yeah, I guess everything
takes gas. You need gas for everybody, but I guess you can fill the gas in the boat.
Wait, but it's not even plan Z. I feel as though just once we reach a certain point in our lives and we're like...
Either deathbed or forced deathbed, we go Bermuda.
Girl, if either of us gets cancer, that's what we're doing.
Deal. But the one that doesn't have cancer is like, you know, it'd be... Like,
did you just search yourself?
Yeah, I pulled something. I'm getting anxious, all these ideas.
Isn't that an awesome idea?
It is. I want to go to the Bermuda.
Ready? Last question?
Okay.
Okay, ready? If you could eat anything at all right now, what would you choose?
Right now, I'm thinking about that cinnamon roll in the fridge, and I want it, and I know it's bad to eat it right now, because it's, like, right before bed.
Girl, we're gonna go eat that cinnamon roll right
now. Okay, that's what I want.
I'm gonna go get some ice cream.
Ooh, do we have?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, do we?
I don't know.
We have strawberry ice cream.
Ooh.
I think we have a little bit of coffee ice cream left.
Okay, I'll get that. If we have, okay. I'll get that. Yeah, that's what I want to eat.
So that's what the you want to eat right now?
Mm-hmm. Sandy roll. Sandy roll.
What do I want to eat right now?
Sandy roll. Sandy roll. Sandy roll. I got really excited thinking about my Sandy roll.
The thing is...
Sandy roll.
I feel as though, and I've already brought this to you, but I can't remember ever craving anything.
I resent you for that, because I crave everything every single day.
I don't
from the moment
crave.
We sat down, I've been craving that Cindy roll. I've been thinking about it. I know it's just one in the box. I've been thinking the teal box sitting in the fridge.
We were going to save it for one of the podcasts.
But I'm hungry!
Okay.
I want it.
Yeah. No, we're going to go eat it right now. But yeah, just... I don't think I've ever craved anything.
Bitch.
Because, I mean, I'm
trying
to think...
I hope you suffer when you're pregnant and you crave everything.
I really want... I mean, the thing is, you're the one who I'm going to be calling up, so actually I'm going to call you up so that you can come to my house, sit on my bed, warming up my hubby's spot while he's going out and getting us some fucking ice cream, some pickles with mayo.
That's the thing. That's what women crave. This one girl tried this, like, craving that women get when they're on their pregnancies.
Yeah.
When they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's strawberries and mayo.
Oh.
And what was crazy about the video is that bitch had the whole strawberry with the green falalalas. She squished mayo on top. She popped that whole thing in her mouth. She didn't even hold it by the green and bite it off. She popped the whole thing in her mouth. And then she was like, 10 out of 10. I was like, you sinned by putting mayo on a strawberry. Then you double sinned by not cutting off the green part.
It says something about... Do people not cut off the leaves? Or do you eat the leaves?
She ate the whole thing, girl. You don't eat the whole thing.
You don't, right?
You don't. Even though my baby cousin one time ate the whole thing. And I was like, boy.
Did she really?
He did. I didn't want to scare him. I was scared if I said, why'd you eat that? If he'd be like, what do you mean? I already ate it. I was like, okay.
Strawberry's gone. Like the baby or the older one?
The older.
Oh, shit.
It. All of it is gone.
Do people just do that?
I don't know. Are we the weird ones?
How do you y'all eat strawberries? You're supposed to cut the strawberry. At least.
You cut the tip and you cut the butt.
The tip? I'm like, what? This isn't a banana.
Why would you cut the tip of a banana?
Because it's weird.
It's not weird. You're just copying your father for some reason.
Am I?
I cut the butt of the banana because it has that weird little pinchy black part. I don't eat that. I always leave a little bit of the banana in the stem. I don't like it.
Oh my god, I literally found it so funny. I forget what it was. There was this one TikTok video where this guy, like, there was this fancy way of peeling a banana, and it was like, he sliced it, and it was like, oh, look, the banana, and then the guy stitched the video, and he was literally like, just peel it, like, normal.
There was another, like, 5-second hack video where they got, that wire stuff, not wire, but the zip ties, they got one zip tie, and then they zip tied 2 zip ties to that zip tie on a cup, and then they're like, look, a handle, and then that same guy stitched, and he was like, his hand grabs the cup. It's like, hand grabs cup, like, you don't need the fancy handle.
Honestly.
He's funny as fuck. I know exactly who you're talking about. He's been doing a lot of videos.
Oh, that. I haven't seen, I only saw the one banana one where he was just like, you just peel it like a normal person. Mm-hmm.
He's been doing a lot of videos like that.
But yes.
So we that is through... our today podcast.
Yeah.
So we answered.
There's so many more questions, but good, yeah.
We will get to them later. I feel like it takes us a really long time to get through questions, but that just shows how much shit we talk.
Honestly.
Which is why we need to be paid for this shit. Let's make a podcast.
Honestly. Imagine if we had this entire conversation, but didn't even record it.
It would be lost in space. Like, at least you and me can listen to this at some other point in our lives.
We really can, if you do not think I'm Are you listening to our podcast?
No, I'm too embarrassed.
I know.
But I'll get there eventually.
Okay. You're cute. You're lucky. You're the... What is it?
You're so annoying.
I'm the cute one.
Aren't you? Or am I the cute one?
I don't know.
Who's the cute one?
Is there a cute one?
Oh, I heard in every group of three, there's always a Barbie, a Bratz, and a fairy. We don't have a third person in our group, but which one would we be?
Hi, I'm Barbie. That sounded good, Barbie. Shut up. Also...
Hi, I'm Malibu... No. I'm Malibu Barbie.
I don't think you're Barbie, Brat, or a fairy.
And
I don't
I'm
think
offended.
I'm I know you want to be fairy. It doesn't mean you are one. Bitch.
What was
that sound? We should go eat the cinnamon roll.
Let's go eat the cinnamon rolls.
Right, bye, guys. It has been fun.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And we'll see you next time on Que Putas.
On Que Putas.